Today's readings both are taken from the New Testament. First is Galatians 3, verses 23 through 29. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Jesus Christ. And if you belong to Christ, then you are all Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Second reading from Luke 8, verses 26 through 39. Then they arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would not break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now, there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and then the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. When the swine herd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then the people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by the demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. So ends today's reading.
Thank you, Karen. From Galatians, no longer Jew nor Greek, no longer slave nor free, no longer distinctions between men and women, all boundaries broken down, unity in Christ. As we sang in that opening hymn this morning, in Christ there is no east or west, no north or south, but one great fellowship of love. Now it may seem in these last couple weeks that I've been riding a hobby horse about inclusion and boundaries being broken down, but it's not just my hobby horse, it's the good news of the gospel, it's the scriptures. This is the lection for today from Galatians. I didn't pick it just to have it fit. This is what the suggested reading. And what the suggested reading is reminding us that boundaries are broken in Christ. No more boundaries between slave or free, between male or female, between the Jews or the Greeks, one in Christ. That is the good news of the gospel. And that's the good news that we continue to try to live out in our life, our ministry, our mission here in this church and in the entire church of Jesus Christ. The gospel story from Luke 8 that Karen just read is also a story about inclusion and breaking down boundaries. I've already suggested to several people in this congregation that the next step for the First Congregational Church, United Church of Christ of Cadillac, beyond fully living into what it means to be an open and affirming church, might begin to explore, in the same kind of process that you did with the ONA process, the process of welcoming all people. It's called A2A, accessible to all. And it focuses primarily on welcoming the physically handicapped, the mentally handicapped, the mentally ill into the life, into the worship, into the fellowship of the church, so that we truly become a congregation that is accessible to all, wherever anybody is on life's journey. Biblical Witness has this man filled with demons. He didn't always have demons, if you look at that story. Because according to the story, he had been a man of the city. That's how it begins. Known to his neighbors, a member of the community. But somehow, he'd become possessed. What we today would probably call mentally ill, maybe severely addicted, possibly a combination of both. But now the demoniac lives among death in the tombs, outside of the community, naked, not able to speak. He has nothing. No home, no bed, no clothes, not even a name anymore. He has no voice. When he opens his mouth, according to the story, all you hear is the shriek of the demons. He's lost himself. His very identity is just shattered into broken pieces. He's at the mercy of powers beyond his control. And as Luke tells the story, as Jesus gets in the boat or gets off the boat, as he's come across Galilee, he's just sailed across in a very stormy situation, if you read the whole story. And in the face of that storm, Jesus is the source of calm. And so as Jesus reaches the other side, he's confronted by the man possessed. In effect, there's another storm swirling around this man. And Jesus begins to calm that as well. And he begins with a very human interaction. What's your name? He at least attempts that interaction. And the response he gets is from the demons. We're legion. We're many. Jesus attempts, by asking that simple question, to begin the process of beginning to give back this man his identity. What's your name? It's not so much the details of this story that give it power, but it's the human reach, it's the human touch that's at the heart of this story. Jesus reaches across the cultural taboos surrounding mental illness. It was not by accident that he was living among the tombs. That was not a place for people who were engaged in society to live. But Jesus reaches across the taboos to begin the healing process. It's an interesting story. The demons don't want Jesus to come close. They recognize his power. And they plead, "Send us into the swine." Jesus agrees. Down they go. Down the slope, into the water. And then we see the healed man sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed, alert, listening, clothed in common mind, is how the scriptures put it. No longer possessed by all those spirits that were driving him literally crazy. We have a living, breathing example of what the gospel writer had Jesus proclaiming in his first public address back in the chapter 4 of Luke in his hometown, when Jesus was saying that the time was now to release those who were in bondage and liberate the oppressed, to free the captive. And we have a choice about how we're going to respond to that message of release and healing. And the townspeople, they weren't very excited about this. They were fearful. They responded in fear. The unexpected had happened in their midst. The boundaries had been crossed, and they didn't like it. They were fearful. They wanted Jesus to get back in his boat and leave them. Too much change. Too much change when this man's around. Best to keep a lid on things. That's a choice that we have as well in the face of the unexpected. We can respond with fear and a hope to the return to the familiar, even if that continues to mean some chains that bind us. Or we can respond with hope and freedom to the possibility of new life. Now, the reality is too much breaking down of boundaries, too much inclusion is problematic for some people. We still see that in society and in churches. Whatever the reason for exclusion and boundaries that people create, whether it's race or nationality or sexual orientation or illness, we still have too many people that are like the townspeople in this gospel story. They're fearful, and they don't want the change. They prefer the exclusions. But the man healed of the demons, of the illness, responds in another way. He becomes a disciple of Jesus. He wants to travel with Jesus, wants to stay next to Jesus. But Jesus says, no, don't come back across the lake with me. Rather, go to your home community and tell people what has happened to you. Proclaim the good news of your liberation. Share what can happen when people move past their fear. And boundaries can be broken. We have a lot of work to do yet in our churches and in our society to help people to respond not out of fear, but out of hope about the possibility of healing in lives, of boundaries coming down, of wholeness. Wholeness in individual lives and wholeness in the community. And I think that work needs to begin with us. That we need to continue to work so that we don't respond in fear to those who are different from us. That we take seriously what it means to be a welcoming community of faith, where all, wherever they are on life's journey, are welcome here. And as we do that, and as we live that, we will begin to have an impact on our wider society as well. And help the townspeople to move past fear, to embrace the liberation that comes from knowing Christ and knowing that all, everybody, are welcome and one in Jesus Christ. Amen.